Hello guys, welcome to or welcome back to Inner Works. If this is your first time listening, my name is Olivia. If you are a frequent listener, welcome back. What is up? I have missed you guys. I am in such a hyper mood right now, and I'm in such a freaking good mood. So if I'm talking a little fast or I stumble over my words, I apologize, but I'm in such a good mood, and there's no better time to record an episode than when I'm in this mood. So that's what I'm doing. And I asked you guys yesterday on Sunday to ask me questions on my Instagram, so I'm going to be answering those, and I got a lot of good ones, so I'm really excited. I'm also out of breath. I don't know why. All I did just now was literally walk into the room, close the door, and sit on the bed, and I'm like out of breath. So, huge life update for you guys. Boy, oh boy, do I have a freaking story for you guys. So, as some of you may know, I was just in Hawaii, okay? I spent 6 weeks in Hawaii. It was amazing, beautiful, so grateful, okay? Came back unexpectedly. I was supposed to stay there for 4 months. Before I left for Hawaii, around, like, in May, I met someone, okay? I've been in a relationship with that person for, like, 5 months now. And that person lives in Canada. Long, crazy story that I'll have to, like, I'll go into detail maybe one day, but not now, because I feel like it's just not really relevant. Like, our relationship is a crazy story, so I'll go into detail about it another time, but for the sake of today's story, I'll just keep it simple. I'm in a relationship, a long-term relationship, or not long-term, well, kind of long-term. Well, no, not long-term, it's only been 5 months, but, like, long-distance, that's what I meant. Okay, long-distance. Long-distance relationship, and first of all, never expected the universe to give me a long distance relationship, because literally a couple weeks before I met him, I was like, I don't know how people do long distance. I could never do it. And then the universe was like, humble yourself. Here you go. Here's your literal perfect human. And now you guys are going to be long distance. So we've been long distance for a while. Like, we've spent time together in person as well, but we've been long distance for a while. And so I had the Hawaii plan for like 9 months, and I definitely didn't expect to get into a relationship. But then, you know, whatever, relationship was going good, great, amazing, beautiful, perfect. Then Hawaii happened. I was honestly expecting to be there for 4 months, and so was this person. And like, me and my friend Katie, who I went to Hawaii with, we were expecting to be there for 4 months. Shit happened, and we came back early. So then, because I realized I was coming back early, I decided to book a flight to Canada, okay? Book this flight to Canada. I did my research about the whole, like, restrictions and travel stuff, you know, like, travel restrictions. I don't want to say any words because I don't know if I'll get, like, demonetized or, like, whatever. I don't want to say, like, the word, if you know what I mean, the C word, because I don't know if, like, they'll censor that stuff. So, basically, had to look into travel restrictions for what's going on in the world right now. And I figured it out. All I had to do was get a negative test. I had to figure out a plan for quarantining, and I did that. Like, everything was all good to go. Keep in mind, I'm unvaccinated, okay? So I looked into travel restrictions for unvaccinated people, and I was not getting the vaccine to travel, and nor do I plan on it. So I was looking into restriction for non-vaccinated travelers, and like, everything was good. All I had to do was get a test, have my plan, whatever. So I did that, okay? And my flight was yesterday. So I get to the airport, I packed all my stuff, I bought a bunch of new fall clothes. I was so excited. I was gonna stay there for 5 weeks. I get into the line to check my bag, and the lady is like, no, you're not coming in. And I was like, what do you mean? I have my thing, like, here's my quarantine plan, I did everything. Like, she's like, no, there has to be a certain letter next to your name. Of if you don't have this letter next to your name on your thing, on your form, you can't come. So it didn't make any sense at all. She was like, well, if you're not vaccinated, you can't, I'm not allowed to let you, which didn't make any sense, because like, I looked into all the details and everything, and like, I was supposed to speak to a border security agent once I arrived in Canada, and like, then I would speak to him, and you know, whatever, it would all get figured out. But I didn't even get to check my bag, and the lady was like, no, you're not coming. So it was a whole big thing. It didn't make any sense at all, because we had looked into, you know, the restrictions and stuff, and I was supposed to be good to go. But it was a whole big thing, and this lady was like,
I hate to say it, but she was like a Karen. I know that's kind of rude, but like she was a huge Karen, and she would not let me on. She wouldn't even let me check my bag. I tried twice. Like, I spoke to someone. Like, it was a whole big thing. And I was so annoyed and angry and upset because, keep in mind, I bought the flight. Excuse me. I burped. I bought the flight. I got everything. Like, I was ready to go. I got my test. Luckily, I didn't pay for my test. I almost paid $200 for a test, okay? That's absurd, but I'm not going to go on that tangent. That's absurd. I got the test, whatever. And, like, I had bought the flight, like, I was so upset also because I couldn't go. Like, I was so excited. Like, we had hotels booked for that were, like, planned in advance. And, like, we didn't know if we'd be able to get refunds on that. Like, all, like, it was just a crazy mess, okay? The whole way home and almost the whole night, I was so upset. And I was so angry and annoyed. And I was like, universe, I literally thought to myself, I was like, the universe better have a damn good reason as to why I'm not getting on this flight, okay? So, yeah, I was super annoyed, whatever. I go home. I'm on the phone with him. We're trying to figure it out. We're both really annoyed. Like, I'm trying to see if I can get a refund, like, all this stuff. And he gets refunds on the hotel, whatever, whatever. Then he's like, okay, I'll just fly to you and we'll drive to Canada. So I'm like, okay, how do I know if I'll be able to get in? So basically we figured it out. And now a whole different plan is happening. He is flying to Florida, where I live currently, flying to Florida, and then we're driving, we're doing a road trip from Florida to Canada, which is crazy. Like, I just would have never expected that. Like, literally, you create plans, and the universe almost laughs at you. Like, this is why you don't plan stuff, like, to a certain degree, you know? The universe, like, you make a plan, and the universe is just like, yeah, that's funny. Like, no. So, everything's pretty much worked out already, like, whatever, we got it figured out, and we figured out how to get across the border legally and all that stuff. Like, we figured out the COVID stuff. It's all gonna work out, but basically I'm going into Canada and we're doing a road trip this weekend, so that's gonna be fun. We're gonna go through like a bunch of different states. We're gonna go through like Georgia, like North Carolina, South Carolina, Pennsylvania. Like, it's gonna be super cool. So, and I've never really done a big road trip like that, so, and neither has he. So it's going to be an adventure, and I'm so excited, and I'm going to take you guys along, and it's just crazy. Like, literally, I would have never expected this to happen, but I'm not even mad at the universe, you know? Like, I feel like anyone in their right mind would be really annoyed, and I definitely was at first. I was upset, but I literally said to myself, I was like, the universe better have a good reason for this. And the universe did, because now this is all working out. And, like, there's just small little synchronicities and things that, like, it just makes sense as to why this is happening. Like, yeah, it kind of sucks. We have to wait a few more days, whatever. But I think it's going to be a great opportunity. Who knows what could have happened if I had flown to Canada? Like, what if something bad would have happened if we had taken that route? You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine if I flew to Canada. Imagine if something bad would have happened, like, today. Like, for example, today I'm supposed to be in Canada. What if something bad would have happened, you know? What if an accident happened or something crazy, you know? Like, everything is truly, truly working out in your favor and in my favor and in the way that it's meant to. And so sometimes when the universe throws us obstacles, it kind of throws us off. But then if we just trust that it's all working out, we will be more happier with the outcome than what we were planning for. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally can't plan anything, and you just have to blindly trust. And this is a pure example of, like, it's showing me what it means to trust in the plan, trust in the universe, trust in source, trust in God, whatever you want to call it. And is it frustrating? Is it a little bit of a setback? Yeah, but, like, I can't even imagine the experiences and opportunities that are going to come from this. Like, it's going to be so worth it, and it's all going to make sense. You know, it already does make sense. So It was a crazy day energetically yesterday, but it's all making sense and it's working out. So yeah, that's my life update. That's what I've been up to the past 24 hours. I recorded an episode yesterday before my flight, and I'm obviously not going to post it because, like, I'm in the episode, I was like, oh, I'm going to Canada, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, wasn't meant to be. So here I am recording a new one, giving you guys the inside scoop about what happened. And it was crazy. There's so many more details that I could go into and so much more stuff that I could tell you guys, but
like I said, I have to be careful with what I say on the internet because it's just it's a crazy time in the world. I can't really voice my opinions. I mean, I could voice my opinions 1000% truthful and honestly, but I don't really want to. With everything that's going on in the world, I have a lot of ideas and beliefs that some people would think I'm freaking crazy for thinking, and that's fine. Some of you would probably agree and know exactly what I'm talking about, and that's cool too. But I don't know. I just get frustrated when I talk about the whole COVID situation, and oh shit, I said it. Whatever. I think it'll be fine. But anyways, I just get frustrated at humanity when I talk about it, and I feel like it gets expressed as like negative energy, and I don't feel the need to do that, you know? And also, I don't feel the need to talk about it because everyone has their own ideas, beliefs, and opinions, and like, I don't feel the need to change anyone's opinions or beliefs or ideas, you know? And also, I respect anyone's beliefs and ideas in the way that they think, just as I would hope that people would expect or respect mine. But with the internet, unfortunately, that's not how it works. So just for the sake of my energy and my well-being, I don't feel the need to blurt my opinions out there, you know? But what I will say is the times we are living now are absolutely crazy. And there's a war on consciousness happening right under our noses and no one seems to care. And it's just crazy. The things that are going on, the regulations and the restrictions and so much stuff. It's just crazy. And looking at it from the bigger picture, it's actually scary and it's crazy. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't feel the need to give any of my energy towards that, you know? So whatever, some things are out of my control. And the only thing I can do, like I always say on here, is focus on my energy and my individual consciousness and spread love, you know? I just, like I said, I feel like getting frustrated at the way things are happening and all that's going on in the world, like sometimes it doesn't do anyone any good, you know? So yeah, with that being said, that's what happened, and it was a crazy day, but it's all working out, and I'm still super grateful. Like, at first I was really angry. Now I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for all the experiences. I'm grateful for all the knowledge and everything that I'm learning. I'm grateful for you know, the path that I'm on, even if it's not the one that I expected. I mean, it's definitely not the one that I expected. Like, you know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I thought I was going to still be in Hawaii. I thought I was going to live there for 4 months. So, excuse me. It's just crazy. I'm just trusting and I'm grateful. And that's that. That's my life update. So, yeah, I'll take you guys on along with me on the road trip a little bit. I'm sure I'll post stuff on my Instagram. And if you don't follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is Olivia Beira, B-E-I-R-A is how you spell my last name. And yeah, I'm really excited to see what the universe has in store. So yeah, let's get into asking questions. I might make this a two-part series because I want to pre-record an episode for when I'm on the road so I don't miss a week, because guys, I've been doing so good with the consistency of my posting. Like, if you know, when I was in Orlando and over the summer, like, I took a huge break from posting. Like, I was never really consistent, but I have been nailing, and I mean absolutely nailing, the consistency. Like, I've been posting at least once a week for the past, like, 4 or 5 weeks, and I'm really proud of myself. And I hope you guys have been enjoying the latest episodes. And if you're a new listener, like, I hope you enjoyed the older episodes. Like, I haven't listened to those. I don't listen to episodes, like, once I post them. So I haven't really listened to any of my episodes since I've posted them, which is crazy because I could go back and listen to myself talk from a year ago, which would be such a time warp. And I would definitely be cringing a lot, just as probably how, like, in a year I'll be cringing about this. But, you know, it is what it is. I think I'm going to actually, for an episode idea, I think what I'm going to do is go back and listen to my old episode, take notes, and see what I've learned, and then share it with you guys, and kind of just, like, reflect on, like, past versions of myself. I feel like that'd be cool, so let me know if you'd want to see that. Also, if you have any episode ideas or anything you want me to talk about, please DM me on Instagram. I love suggestions, and I want to know what you guys want to hear, because you guys are the listeners, obviously. So, like, if you want me to talk about something specific or specific topic, or you have any questions, like, just DM me and I would love to talk about it. So, okay. I thought it paused. Let's get into the questions. I got quite a few. Let me read them. You know what I should probably start doing? I should probably start reading the questions, writing down which ones I want to answer, and then have them ready to go and ready to talk about, because I don't do that, and I feel like it makes me waste a lot of time. Well, actually, no. I take that back, because there's no such thing as wasted time. Okay, first of all, someone said, what's your sun, moon, and rising? I'm an Aquarius sun, Libra moon, Virgo rising. Someone said, how old are you? I'm 19. I'm kind of getting like the general questions out of the way, because I got a few general questions. So yeah, 19 years old. I'm going to be 20 in February 1st, which is literally crazy. I feel like just yesterday I was like 14. It's so weird. Life is weird and time goes by so fast. I got a lot of people asking me, like, what are your plans now that you're back from Hawaii? So my original plan, like I said, was to go to Canada, fly there, but I'm still going, but now I'm kind of just doing like a road trip. And yeah, I'm super excited. So I'm going to Canada. I don't know how long I'm going to be there. Now that like I'm driving, I can honestly stay as long as I want. So my flight was for like 5 weeks and I was going to stay till October 31st, but I don't know, plans change and now I'm going to stay for probably a little bit longer. Let's see. Okay, this is a great question. Someone said, are you still being present while eating? I find it so hard to stick to it. No, I'm literally not. I'm literally not at all. You are right. It is so hard. And don't beat yourself up for it, because I don't feel as mindful in half the things that I do these days. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's so difficult to be mindful. Like, everyone always talks about mindfulness. Like, I always talk about mindfulness, but it's so hard. Like, it's so much easier said than done. And I was in an incredible routine of like eating without my phone, going to sleep without my phone, waking up without my phone. And like that literally just all went down the drain. I don't know why or how. Like, I could come up with a million reasons as to why that happened, or like why I kind of got more addicted to my phone. But at the end of the day, like, I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. It's fine. I'm not going to beat myself up. Yes, I'm going to try and be more mindful in the things that I do, but like, it's freaking hard. It's literally so hard. And I feel like no one really talks about that. And I feel like I didn't really talk about that as much, because when I was like discovering mindfulness and like so present, it was so easy, right? Because like, I don't know, it based on like how I was living my life at that time, because of microdosing, like I was meditating, like just the experiences that I was having, it was super easy for me to be in the present moment. But now that I'm in a different environment, like I'm kind of living a different lifestyle, like I'm traveling a lot, like, you know, like I don't really have a routine. Like, I don't know, I don't feel as present. And a lot of that has to do with how much I'm on my phone. But it's not easy. It's so hard. So be gentle to yourself. If you are like trying to be on your phone less or trying to be more present and like you just can't get in the routine of it, like be gentle with yourself and be kind to yourself. It's impossible to live a quote unquote perfect life all the time, because there's literally no such thing. And the more you like beat yourself up for it, the farther you will become from experiencing like true presence and mindfulness. So that's that. Oh, this is a good one too. Okay, this girl asked me, this was the same girl that asked me the question before. Thank you for these questions, because they're really good. She said, are all of your friends on the same wave of spirituality, more or less? This is a great question. I don't really have many friends. I will say that right now. I'm very particular with who I'm friends with. And I like it that way. I've always been someone who's been like quality over quantity. And I'm just super introverted and like very skeptical of who I'm friends with in the first place. You know what I'm saying? But short answer is no, definitely not. A lot of like, even my closest friends, and my family, you know, they don't really understand me at a conscious and soul level. It's really rare and hard to find those soul relationships. You know, those people who understand you not just at an egoic level, but at a spiritual level, you know, who like you really, really truly understand and know, you know, not just like a friendship based off perception or ego. It's true, like soul friendships. And it's really hard to find those types of friendships. And I think they'll come into your life when they're meant to. And, you know, everyone in your life, everyone who you have in your life is meant to be in your life, obviously, because everything's just occurring the way that it's meant to. But I have friends that definitely don't understand, friends and family who definitely don't understand certain things the way I do. And not just in a sense of like difference of opinions, but like consciously, you know, we're on different wavelengths consciously and spiritually. And that is what makes a spiritual journey feel really alone, I think, because you start understanding things about the world and consciousness and human existence that a lot of people, it's hard for them to wrap their head around. It's hard for us to wrap our head around it, right? Like the human experience is so weird and the matrix is so weird, and like everything that is occurring, especially in this day and age, is so alien. That's the word. The human experience is so alien, and it's very hard to find people who really understand that and who you connect with consciously. But so yeah, the answer is no, not always, especially family. So you're definitely not alone. You know, some people just are not there. You know, not everyone is going to be learning the same karmic lessons. Not everyone is going to be on the same level of consciousness, because we're all experiencing our own individual journey. So if everyone was on the same level of consciousness, the world would be so different. You know, like we all are put here on this physical plane to experience certain lessons, and certain lessons require certain levels of consciousness. And I think that's just why, you know, we're all so different and have different, you know, wavelengths and energy and consciousness. So no, the answer is no. But that being said, I do have, you know, some people who I do have those soul, you know, true soul ties, you know, like kind of almost like soulmates, but soulmates can be friends as well. Like people that, you know, are 100% meant to be in your life, like understand you at a conscious energetic level. You know, not just know you based off the perception that their ego has created of you or what they want you to be for them, you know? So, like, yes and no. Not all my friends are on the same wavelength of spirituality, but I also have people in my life who are, you know? So it's a give and take. And also, when you listen to your intuition about who should and shouldn't be in your life, the universe starts presenting you with more people who you're energetically connected with. So, that's that. How did you heal from codependency? This is a great question. I would say that I was forced by God or the universe, whatever, to heal from codependency. If it weren't so I was in a long-term relationship and it was extremely codependent. If it weren't for the other person ending the relationship, I would honestly probably still be in that relationship and still codependent on that person. And the reason for that is because I ignored my intuition. And I think I've talked about this a lot before, but I ignored my intuition because I didn't want to heal. So then the universe forced that healing upon me, and that was that. And it was one of the greatest lessons I've ever learned. But I think time, I know that sounds so cheesy and cliche, but like time really does heal all wounds. And it either listen to your intuition or the universe will, you know, present these lessons to you, will force these lessons upon you. And that makes it a little bit harder. Well, honestly, I can't really say that. Both are really hard. You know, whether you listen to your intuition about making a difficult decision or that decision gets forced upon you, like they're both really hard. So ultimately just time. And patience and trust in the universe really does heal you. And you will learn a lot about yourself. But just be patient with yourself and be kind with yourself, because healing is not linear. Like sometimes it's going to be easy. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes some days are going to be easier than others, you know? So patience. Someone said, what's a daily ritual you do? And I kind of have a tangent to go on about this. I do not have a singular daily ritual. And I feel like on social media, it's kind of like glorified of like having a morning routine or like having a nighttime routine or like doing a daily meditation. And like, that's just not how life goes. Like, I feel like all that stuff is just so glorified and like glamorized, like, you know, a morning routine where you wake up and you drink lemon water and do yoga. Like, sure, like sometimes I have days like that and it's amazing, but I definitely don't do that every day, and I don't think anyone on planet Earth does. And if they do, I would be highly impressed, because I don't do that, and I don't know if I ever will, because I'm a human, and sometimes I want to sleep in, sometimes I want to eat like shit, sometimes I want to go on my phone, you know. Like, social media just glamorizes, like, the, you know, some of you guys are going to know what I'm talking about when I say this, but you know the quote-unquote that girl thing? Like, I think it was a trend on TikTok. That is the most fake thing ever. No one does that. No one. Literally no one. At least no one I know. And I don't do that either. So, yeah, don't be hard on yourself. Not saying that this person is, but, like, don't be hard on yourself if you don't have a daily ritual or a morning routine or a whatever, night routine or a life routine or whatever the fuck, you know? It's just not reality. Every day is different, and some days you're gonna have really good days, really healthy days. Some days you might lay in bed and do absolutely nothing, and that's okay. Someone said, oh wait, I'm not gonna answer that. I'm gonna save that one for the next episode, because that's a good one. I'll give you guys a preview. Someone said, what was the hardest thing in your life that you had to let go? So I'll answer that next one. Sorry. Someone said, best way to start a routine meditation practice. I have no fucking clue. So if you find out, let me know, because I don't know. I meditate here and there, and I used to be in the routine of meditating pretty frequently, but that was only when I felt called to. And lately, I don't know what it is, but I just cannot. Like, it's almost as if I don't have a calling to, and that's that, you know, either that or I'm ignoring my intuition. Either way, whatever, it's fine. I'm not going to beat myself up for it, but I have no idea. I would love to have a daily routine meditation practice, but I just don't. So if you find out, let me know. Okay, this is a great question. Someone said, do you struggle with body dys? Do you struggle with body dysmorphia? Yes, I do. And the reason I read it like that is because they spelled it like W-I-T-Z. So yes, I used to. And there's a couple different things I did that allowed me to let go of the false perception I created about my body. One, I started understanding that I am not my body. I am literally not my physical body. I am just a shell of I don't even know, flesh and bone. I am a 3D physical representation of the mind, okay? But I am so much more than my physical body, okay? I am energy. I am a soul. That this is just what I believe in. I am energy. And I am not my body. So any sort of social construct or perception that I've created about my body, I had to let go of by truly accepting the fact that I am not what I believe I am based off what I perceive in this 3D physical experience. Does that make sense? So number one, right off the bat, you are not your body. You are the universe experiencing itself in a 3D physical, in 3D physical form. Okay. Two, I stopped taking photos of my body because that fucked up my self-worth and perception so much. And that is something that pretty much everyone does nowadays, and everyone in this generation, in my generation, does. I fixated on how my body was perceived in photos, and photos are not reality. So when I would take photos of my body and I didn't like how I looked, it would spiral me into this self-hatred, and it would spiral me into, like, not really truly knowing what I looked like, because what I was viewing from my camera was not real. And so then when I would look in the mirror, which is also not real, might I add, like, it screwed up my perception even more. So I stopped taking photos of my body. I also deleted Snapchat. I don't know if I've rambled about this yet, but, like, deleting Snapchat was one of the greatest things I ever did. One, because I had a bunch of people on there that I didn't even know, talk to, or honestly care about. Because I feel like when a lot of people in my generation, like, they got Snapchat in middle school, and, like, half those people that I have on there, I don't even speak to anymore. Like, I don't even know them. Like, they don't even know me. So I didn't care to see what people were doing. I know that might sound like bitchy, but I didn't care anymore. Two, I would fixate on the past. Okay. So Snapchat has memories, right? I believe that this program, right? These apps, technology in general, is designed to literally keep you stuck in the past. And when I would go on Snapchat all the time and, like, scroll through my memories for fun, yeah, I was like, it might not seem that deep to some of you, but, like, I think that subconsciously it just keeps you in a constant state of comparing yourself to past versions of yourself. And it also limits your ability to feel, create, and understand the future, right? It limits your ability. It limits your potential because you're fixating on past versions of yourself. And so I would fixate on past versions of how I used to look. And that really messed up my sense of self and messed up my perception of myself. So I deleted Snapchat. I stopped taking photos of my body and I did affirmations. Like, those are probably the most important things. And, you know, also anyone who would, like, I don't know, I just feel like social media is such a judgmental place. Like, I wouldn't really want to have, like, my body on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just crazy. I never thought I would have said this because I never would imagine myself to, like, think this way. But I've realized a lot, especially within the past few months, that, like, the perception that I want people to have of me on social media is so egoic. And not that it's, like, I'm not saying social media is entirely an awful thing, because it has its pros and cons. Like, it's literally what allows me to do this. But when it comes to, like, I don't know, like, body image and stuff, like, that stuff is so, like, skewed on social media, and I want nothing to do with it. Oh, also, this is another huge one. When I was younger, I used to follow Instagram models and all that stuff. I deleted Instagram entirely for, like, 3 years, and I kind of, like, fell off the face of the earth, and it was amazing. And the only reason I got Instagram back was so that I could have, you know, so I could talk to you guys and promote the podcast and stuff like that. But even at first, when I had the podcast, I didn't even have Instagram. So Instagram is, like, kind of recent for me. But I unfollowed all Instagram models, okay? I'm not shaming Instagram models, but I want you guys to think about this for a second. If you are my age, 19, 16, 15, whatever the fuck, maybe older, a lot of us, most of us, have had social media at a really, really young age. And when we see these fake versions of what a woman is supposed to look like, or even a dude, whoever, you know, we create this idea of what we're supposed to look like. And when we're young girls, that really alters our brain chemistry and the way we perceive ourselves, the way we perceive others. It puts us in a constant state of judgment, not only towards ourselves, but to everyone else that we see, right? Because we're so used to perceiving people and people's bodies based off how they want us to see it, which is not reality. So unfollowing Instagram models was also huge. Like, I don't follow any Instagram models because it just fucks up my sense of perception about how I'm supposed to look, and it makes me compare. And, like, comparison is literally the most limiting thing you could ever do. Comparing your life to someone else's limits your ability to create your life, like, limits your ability and your potential and your energy. And same with, like, looks. Comparing your physical body to anyone just limits the amount of love that you have for yourself. And that's just so huge. And I wish I would have understood that when I was younger, you know, but obviously I can't change the past. But that's why I always talk about these types of things on here, because to any of you who, like, compare and, you know, all these things, like, I hope you guys learn from what I say and the mistakes that I've made, because the mindset that I have now is so completely opposite that I used to have, especially when it comes to body image. And, you know, codependency and relationships and spirituality and all that stuff. Like, I hope what I say resonates, especially if you struggle with, like, you know, self-image or body dysmorphia and all that stuff. So the answer is yes. I used to struggle with that. So that's my advice. Someone said, how are you doing? Which is so nice. Two people said that, actually. I am doing really good. I am taking everything day by day, trusting in the universe, showing gratitude to the universe and, you know, going with the flow. Life is crazy. Life is literally crazy. I would have never expected to be here a year ago. I didn't even expect to be here, you know, at my house yesterday. Like, I thought I would be in Canada by now. So life is just crazy, but ultimately I'm good and I'm feeling so much better energetically, like a lot more in tune and connected and grounded. And in my energy, or in my episode that was titled Stagnant Energy, like, I was in a really weird spot, especially over the summer, like in June and July, hence why I wasn't posting anything. But like, I don't know, I'm in a lot like a much better place right now, and I think, you know, keeping myself accountable by posting weekly episodes has been really, really good for me, because it's literally like weekly therapy. Like, I literally just sit here in a room and talk to myself for 30, 40, 50 minutes straight, and it's so therapeutic. And I absolutely love doing it, and I love sharing my advice and my wisdom and my guidance, even if it only helps one person. And not only that, but it's like therapeutic for me too. So yeah, that's why I'm so grateful for you guys. I love you. You are the bestest. If you've been listening, bestest, I don't think that's a word, but whatever. You guys are the best. If you've been listening since the very beginning, I love you. And if you are a new listener, I love you too. So yes, I am gonna do another part two of answering questions. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. I love you. I'm sending you all my love and all my positivity. Follow me on Instagram. And I will talk to you in the next episode.